district. Greatly appreciate that. And I will allow, or request the president move through then the additional items, I guess, and I'll speak as we get to those items.
So you covered number one. Do you want to say anything about number two?
No, so you make a motion.
Yeah, motion and a second, and I'll discuss in the discussion if that's okay.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation, the treasurer of the December 2017 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. On our current financial reports, I would just like to highlight a couple areas here. The first thing being our current cash position. We ended the month with $566,000. That's there at the bottom, and I trust you've had a chance to review this in advance. So I just kind of wanted to point some things out. I realize that up on the screen it can appear small. But the bottom line there in December, we ended with a balance of $566,473, and we project to end January in the general fund balance of $489,535. To emphasize that, our cash position and why we have that highlighted, this was our current cash position of all our accounts with the exception of a small amount we have in Star Ohio Investments. But our total balance there for all funds, our total cash was current available $772,884.22. That may seem like a large amount of money, but our payrolls run typically around $350,000. So we had the January 5th, January 20th, and then going into the February 5th payroll, which has to be transferred in advance. So the timing of our property tax receipts was way too close for me to feel comfortable with not requesting that early tax advance or seeking additional short-term borrowing. One thing we can't do is not make payroll, of course. So that's one of my numero uno duties, I guess, is to make sure that we're able to meet payroll. So again, that just highlights the need and the position we're in. But I did want to point that out to the board that I didn't request that at the county auditor without a real need.
Todd, that number includes the budget reserve, correct?
Correct. Yeah, okay. That is our total cash position, the $772,000 as of January 8th. The only thing that's not included there is about $70,000 that we have in Star Ohio Investments, and that can be transferred at a moment's notice as well. So in total, you're looking at approximately $850,000 on that date. But again, those large chunks for payroll, again, along with our regular utilities and monthly expenditures, just made that off the books.
Thanks for thinking ahead, that's good.
Yeah. So if things were to remain unchanged, moving forward as we go through the spending plan, just want to point out, we do look to end the year with, almost $3 million. So we're definitely okay for this year. And then moving forward through the report, just point out, we've received roughly 30% of our revenue to date. However, we've spent approximately 50% of our budgeted expenditures right here. So that's what drives us to a low point here at the end of December, moving into January and the end of January.
I'll point out there that's a normal cycle.
Correct.
You buy all your supplies for the year up front mostly, so that's not unusual.
Right. We have been relatively flat for revenue and expenditures over the last few years. That continues to be the case. In fact, right now at this point of year, we're 1% below what our expenditures were last year at this time. So we're tightening our belt. And then again, this is our ending balance for December, $566,473. You can see there the black line is our estimated amount, and the blue line is where we are currently. So we're above the line. And in total, that red line is zero. So you can see how every year our general fund balance has been eaten away at. I just want to point out, if things were to remain unchanged, we would be in a short-term borrowing situation this time next year, actually before this time next year, in order to avoid being in a deficit with our cash balance. So That is all I have. Oh, I would like to also point out there is a new report available to the board for the request of Mr. Mason at the last meeting, and that report is also part of the agenda, so it is also publicly available as well. It's an easier look. I know it looks large and, or small up there, but it's sorted by fund and date, and it lists the fund, the account, the different descriptions for the different parts of the account, and then the expenditure vendor and the description of the expenditure itself, along with the dollar amount. So hopefully that allows the board to better examine our monthly expenditures and give them more confidence when approving these monthly reports. So.
Thank you.
With that, that's all I have. And again, we're still trying to fill out this new format, so that's part of the discussion. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I would move to.
We need to upvote.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Kober?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution declaring the necessity of raising 1.96716 annually for the school district as listed below. Second.
Discussion.
Two moves a second. Yes. What you have tonight for the public, you have two action items for levy options. And again, these are first readings. So basically what you're doing is saying, okay, we'll consider these two different levies. One is an income tax, one is a property tax. You're considering that. You're not voting to put it on the ballot. This vote, if you vote yes, directs the treasurer to do some additional work to get millage rates and things like that, talk to the Department of Taxation, but it doesn't place it on the ballot, okay? But we have to have these votes to get to the second one, and we have to have everything done by the 26th of this month, so we have a very tight window. So that's why we wanted to put them both on the night, so at impact we have a good conversation about, do we want an income tax, do we want a property tax? So this allows us to do that, okay?
You mentioned too the postcard that you're sending out that's going to.
Correct. Correct.
If I'm jumping in.
That's all right. It's later in the report. But we are, the impact meeting next week, there's a postcard going out to every resident. That went out this afternoon, so that should be everybody's mailbox this week. I'm inviting them to the Fairfield Township Hall. They were gracious enough to allow us to come out there. And I'm very excited. Hopefully we'll get a few folks out there to voice their opinions. That's what we need.
Yeah, so that's the point. We want community input on their thoughts on income tax or any options that we have on the
table. Mr. President, I'd just like to point out that this is part of my report. However, it is the recommendation of the superintendent, which is why, you know, Tim's speaking to it right now. I would like to point out that it is requesting an amount. The amount listed is $1,967,166. That is less than what is listed for the emergency operating levy that we'll be leading into the next vote. There is a reason for that. That number is the amount that the Ohio Department of Taxation certified as a minimum to get the for a 1.25% income tax. So they actually certify the percentage, and the amount we collect each year varies based on the income tax generated. So that amount can grow from year to year, whereas the property tax will not. It will collect a fixed amount.
But a 1.5% would have been higher than
a 1.5% would have collected more. But to get the certification within the range of what we expected, which was that $2,050,000, we list the smallest amount to get that 1.25. If we would have asked for a larger amount, it would have bumped it to a 1.5%, which we did not need.
I think you clarified this, but only one of them, if we even vote to put one of them on, only one of them would be on. There would never be a situation where we put both of them. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Well, the only way you would is if you voted yes on both tonight and you wanted them both on next time and you voted a second time on both.
Yeah, and but you're allowed to do that, okay. But we didn't anticipate that, I guess.
And that's not at least necessarily where we think right. That's headed at all.
Right.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
Right, and I didn't want to put too much discussion into this tonight because it is just a first vote, just to get meet the timelines. I'm sure we'll have more discussion in the future.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries five zero.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution as declared below. Resolution declaring it necessary to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation.
Second. Discussion.
Yeah, this is the exact same language and amount that was asked for in August. However, a new millage certification is required for the amount, so the millage amount could change.
And I know we're not going to discuss the other one much, but is it earned income? Is it?
On the other one?
Right.
The income tax? The income tax is seeking an earned income tax, which would not affect things such as retirement income or investment income.
Right. I just want to make sure that that was clear to everybody. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries five zero.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer CFO, the Board of Education approves the following tax rates and revenue for calendar year 2018 as presented by the County Auditor.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. I included this as an attachment. You have a clean copy, which is right here, and then you have my ramblings on paper, color-coded, makes it easy to look at. But I just wanted to point a couple things out on this. Again, our residential values on the left, I'll try to point if you can follow along, on the far left in the second set there of numbers right here, our residential values went up 15.7%. On further down, four off the bottom there, our personal property tax went up 4.4%. However, our agricultural values per the reductions in CAUV went down 17.9%. So with that, overall, our total went down 5% in total. That's the bottom line here. The amounts, the voted millage collects the amount voted in at the time. So the amounts won't change that's collected there. That's including our PI levy and various other levies that we have on for continuing periods. However, it will change the allocation amongst taxpayers from agricultural to residential. It will shift more of the burden to residential based on those lower agricultural amounts. What it does affect is those lower values in total do affect our inside unvoted millage, which is up here at the top. And that went down 5%. Overall, what that amounted to was a decrease in our total collections of 0.9% and a dollar amount estimated to be at $33,404 of a decrease on what we'll actually collect. So if you remember in our forecast, we had estimated a 0.5% increase, and we realized a 0.9% decrease. So it's a swing of about $90,000 between what we estimated and what actually came in. All that being said, our new effective millage for the residential and agricultural, which is our 20 mil floor that we look at, is 21.04. If you remember, we were 20.06, so that's an increase of almost one mil. We are 1.04 off the floor, which is a move in the wrong direction, but it's not horrible. It didn't move us off the floor that much. However, that may come into play when you're making your decision between an income tax and a property tax, because an income tax has no effect on our reduction factors in our 20 mil floor. So I wanted to point those things out there to you, and then also to note that the reduction in CAUV values is a two-year implementation. So this is the first year of that two-year implementation. So we could see further reductions in those agricultural values, which us being as largely agricultural as we are, has a much larger or greater effect on our district than most. So a couple things to bear in mind. All in all, it's approximately what we expected, not too far off. But at least we have the information, and we know where we stand. Any questions on that? Okay.
You want to explain why they have to accept these?
These are required to be accepted by the board. Sorry, it's not an optional thing. You're not approving an increase or decrease in values. You're just approving that you agree with the calculations of the county auditor if she's presented them. So we sign off on these and return these copies to the county auditor.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I move to the superintendent's report.
Great. Thank you, Mr. President. First item we've talked about several times is the impact outreach, what we plan to do this month, which is good. We should say it many times and say it loudly. Next Wednesday, Fairfield Township Hall, we will have the impact meeting. The main topic is to discuss what type of levy to put on the ballot. The board has two laying in front of them tonight they've approved. We have to, like I said, by the end of this month, make a decision. So that meeting is critical for our community input. There's lots of ways folks can get a hold of us via email, phone calls, whatever they'd like to do. We will be doing MP Facebook Live that night as well. We have to go out and test the hotspot they have, make sure it works. And if it does, then we'll be in good shape. If not, we'll know in advance. But that's the plan right now. I'm excited. I hope we have a lot of folks coming out and expressing what they think would pass. To put something on that we think is not going to pass is futile. So I want to hear from the community, as I know the board does as well. So there's a postcard that was sent out this afternoon. We will also do a one call to all of our parents, make sure they're fully aware of it, and hopefully we'll get some folks out.
The Facebook Live, are they going to be able to submit questions like they have in the past?
Yes, if the hotspot is working, that's what it comes down to. So we will test that in advance.
And you mentioned people that can't make it, being able to communicate with the school. I understand there's a link or a website that they can send their, is that on the postcard or did I?
Our website address is on the postcard. But they can go to, right now, the superintendent's blog, which is out there, which asks the question, basically, what would you rather have? How do you want us to address the shortfall? Our email addresses, any of that would be fine. So
right here, the join the conversation is where you find the superintendent's blog.
Yep. So just go there and post the question or post a statement, whatever you'd like. We just need the input. Also, our MP Facebook page. There's no reason people can't go out and post what they would like to see as far as a levy. And we can solicit that as well. So, okay. All right. The next few sections basically took the place of what used to be new business. If you recall, we had a section at the very end. It was new business, all the new action items. We've split those up between policy and governance, personnel, and business. Tonight, we don't have any board policies for you to approve, and that's typically where those would fall. Or changes to the handbook, we put those in there as well. Personnel, we do have several items, and you're being asked tonight to approve by consent items M2 through M, should be 6, I believe, because we actually eliminated one of the items. So I'll be asking for the edit to that to M2 through M6 are approved tonight. And as if we want to walk through those or however you'd like to do that.
Well, I'd just like to start by saying, I know this is different for those of us that have been on here. Mm-hmm. I'm on Toll's board and we do this. I think it can be a good thing, it can speed things along. To all the board members, if you want to pull any item out and vote on it individually, just tell Tim or me in advance, preferably in advance, whenever, before we vote on it, bring it up. So, because consent, we're going to vote on all of them in one big group.
I would just add that in advance, ideally, it would be before the board meeting itself. So sometime between the time you receive the agenda and the time we have the actual board meeting, if you could let Tim or I know that you would like an item pulled out for a separate vote, that makes it much easier to do. But yes, we can also do it during the meeting if that were
needed. Yeah,
were
ideally, once you see the agenda in advance, if you've got an issue. Questions?
Right.
Do you want to touch on any of them in particular and then vote on the slate?
The only thing I can say is that the new employees, the bus drivers, the one is a correction, the other one, Thank goodness we have it, because we've had some departures, and it is replacing a vacant position. It's not a new position that's being created or anything like that. Everything else is pretty standard, and of course, we'll talk about the resignation of Mr. Keene a little bit later.
Any discussion? You'll make a motion.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M6 as listed below.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
No business, so we'll go to donations.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations as listed below. 2 from Kroger and 1 from Linda Meyer.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts? Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
So, new, is there anything you have on there?
For?
That section P?
No.
Do we have an executive session?
Yes.
Of 1 and 5, 15.
Okay. I move that we move into executive session at 8:04 p.m. for the purpose of Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated official. In Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules and state statutes.
Second.
Discussion?
I will say number one is specifically about the employment of an employee.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're in executive session.
We will not be voting on any items afterwards, but we will be setting the dates potentially for those special meetings. Do we want to do that before the people leave? Or?
We can. Yeah, I think it would be a good idea.
No, I just laughed at your calendar.
That'd be great.
So the first one, tell me the time frame again, before the 26th.
Really a few days before. Todd's got to have time to make sure he's got everything lined up to get it to Columbus. So
the week of the 22nd is what you're saying. Because you have impact on the 17th, right?
That's correct.
So we want to get that feedback.
As I've mentioned to you, I'll be out of town from the 19th through the 26th, which I know is difficult.
So that leaves us the 18th.
Correct.
That's the next day. That doesn't have very much time for feedback for me.
It's a matter of, we'll have the feedback from Impact and everything we've done to that point.
Okay.
So it's a matter of the board feels comfortable with it on the 18th with having that much information at that point and voting.
And I understand you guys meet without. I don't prefer that, but.
I'm good on the 18th. I'm open on the 18th.
I'm good.
Yep.
6 p.m.?
That would work.
6?
18th at 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then our next regularly scheduled one will be held. I don't have my calendar.
It's in the front there, what we just approved.
February 20th.
There you go.
Will be held February 20th at 7 p.m. here in the district meeting. As I mentioned, after the executive session, there'll be no action taken.